what this course is and is not. In this video, I want to make something very clear. If you are going to serve in pet-assisted chaplaincy, you need a strong understanding of what this course is and what it is not. That clarity protects people. It protects animals. And it protects ministry credibility. So let's begin with what this course is. This course is a chaplaincy specialization. It is a practical ministry course. It is about how a chaplain may wisely include an animal in approved care settings where animal presence can support calmness, trust, and relational openness. This course is about ministry. It is about entering real settings with maturity. It is about reading people well. It is about handling the animal responsibly. It is about knowing when the animal helps and when it does not. And it is about remaining Christ-centered without becoming awkward, pushy, or sentimental. Now let's talk about what this course is not. This course is not therapy animal certification. That means this course does not claim to certify your dog, cat, bunny, or other animal as a professional therapy animal according to outside organizational standards. If a facility requires those credentials, you must pursue them through the appropriate channels. This course is also not veterinary training. We are not teaching medical care for animals. We are not diagnosing health issues, prescribing training treatments, or acting as animal health professionals. This course is not counseling licensure either. A chaplain may offer spiritual care, compassionate presence, listening, prayer by permission, and encouragement. But a chaplain is not the same as a licensed therapist, psychologist, physician, or social worker. This course is also not casual pet visitation. Some people enjoy taking friendly animals into public or social settings, but pet-assisted chaplaincy is more than that. It involves role clarity, spiritual maturity, boundaries, and real ministry judgment. And this course is not sentimental pet ministry. That may sound blunt, but it matters. The fact that an animal is sweet does not make the moment holy. The fact that people smile does not mean ministry has taken place. The fact that someone pets a dog and tears up does not automatically mean the chaplain should turn that into a spiritual breakthrough moment. The chaplain must stay wise. A ministry animal may support a setting. A ministry animal may soften a moment. A ministry animal may help begin trust, but the animal is not the gospel. The animal is not spiritual authority, and the animal is not a replacement for mature chaplain presence. That distinction is one of the backbone ideas of this course. This course will help you learn how to use animal presence as a support to ministry, not as a substitute for ministry. That means you will need discernment. You will need to ask questions like, is this animal truly suited for this kind of work? Is this person open to the animal's presence? Is this setting appropriate? Is the animal calm today? Am I entering as a minister or as a novelty? Am I staying person-centered or has everything become about the animal? Is this a comfort moment, a relational moment, a spiritual care moment, or simply a brief human kindness moment? Those are the kinds of questions wise chaplains ask. This clarity also helps prevent confusion with institutions and families. A nursing home, hospital, church, soul center, or community setting needs to know who you are and what you are doing. Clear role definition builds trust. It shows that you are serious. It also helps protect against overreach. So here is the heart of it. This course is a ministry formation course for chaplains who want to include an animal in approved care settings with wisdom, safety, dignity, and Christ-centered purpose. It is not less than ministry, and it is not more than ministry. It is ministry done carefully. That is the standard we want to build from the beginning.